Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading, coming up with our Bible 100 reading challenge, and be sure to check us out in the show notes. Check us out at Facebook or at Instagram, and make sure to follow along using the PDF Bible bookmark, or just tune in every day here at the Raised with Jesus podcast. Our fifth day of 100 days in the Word of God, looking at Genesis chapter 11, the first 9 verses. This is the account of the Tower of Babel. The whole earth had one language and a single vocabulary. As people traveled in the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they settled there. They said to one another, "Come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly." They used mud brick instead of stone for building material, and they used tar for mortar. They said, "Come, let's build a city for ourselves, and a tower whose top reaches to the sky. Let's make a name for ourselves so that we will not be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the people were building. The Lord said, "If this is the first thing they are doing as one people, who all have one language, then nothing they intend will be too difficult for them. Come, let's go down there and confuse their language, so that they cannot understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them from there over the face of the whole earth, and they stopped building the city. It was named Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole earth. From there, the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth. This is the word of our God. A significantly shorter portion of God's word today, looking at the Tower of Babel. And so we've got just a couple of extra takeaways from this reading. First of all is when God had brought Noah and his family off the ark, he had given them the same command that he had given to Adam and Eve back in chapter 1, to fill the earth, to multiply, to spread out over the entire earth. And here at the Tower of Babel, the people have already forgotten the lesson that God isn't a God to be trifled with, that he's a God who has power and authority, and he can do all sorts of tremendous things. And he's not one who's going to put up with sin for a long time. The experience of the flood had proven that God is just and God is holy. But then God comes down. Secondly, when the people say to themselves, "We don't want to spread out over the whole earth and we want to stay here," first of all, a direct disobedience to God. And then secondly, we want to make a name for ourselves by staying here. Rather than giving glory to God, unbelief seeks glory for oneself, and that's exactly what we see here. And so God comes down. This is another time when God has come down. He came down and he spoke with Adam and Eve. He went walking in the garden in the cool of the day when they were hiding from him. He came down and talked with Cain after Cain killed his brother Abel back in Genesis chapter 4. You can take a look back at that if you'd like. And here, God comes down. What he wants is repentance. But instead, when he looks around, all he sees is arrogant unbelief. And so he acts upon them in this external way. He acts upon them by confusing their languages, by perhaps interjecting dialects that, not necessarily a wholesale change in language, but just a change of pronunciation and enough so that they aren't able to work together anymore. Not necessarily like they're speaking English and now all of a sudden a third of the people are speaking Mandarin, but just enough of a change so that they can't work together. And so they have to split up and spread out. And God, in his grace, has done that because he wants to cultivate a people who will hold on to his truth, because he has plans, not just in tearing down that tower, but he has plans in building a church. Because you might realize, you might remember, that this reading from Genesis chapter 11 comes up as a reading for the day of Pentecost. The language confusion that God interjects here because of the unbelief of the people finds its counterpart in the blessing of languages that God gives to his believers in the New Testament. That here, their languages are confused because of their unbelief, and they are forced to spread out. And there, in Acts chapter 2, God gives this gift of languages, this miraculous gift of being able to speak in other languages in order to bring his message of grace to those who had come there, so that his message of grace would be spread to all the people of every nation and tribe and people and language. which kind of reminds us of the book of Revelation, that the image we have of Revelation and the image that we have of heaven in Revelation is of this great multitude that no one can count from every nation and tribe and people and language. That even though God confused their languages, at the same time, he promised a son, and he gave a son, and he wanted that son's message and the message of forgiveness through Jesus Christ to be spread to people of every place and from every dialect. And so what God does here, in his justice and judgment, he spreads them out and he frustrates their sinful plan. But in his grace, he doesn't destroy them. I mean, yes, many of them had disregarded his word, and many of them no doubt would perish in unbelief, but God still has a plan to bring that word to people of every nation, tribe, people, and language. And so he uses language to divide them and spread them out over the world here, because he knows that after the ascension of Jesus on that outpouring of the Holy Spirit at the day of Pentecost, he will bring and he will unite them through that message of forgiveness through Jesus that is brought to people of every nation, tribe, people, and language with the overarching purpose of bringing souls to heaven, where there will be no more division among people, no more unbelief, but only this recognition that our God has been incredibly gracious to us in giving us everything that we needed, in giving us his son, and in bringing us back to himself. Make sure to tune in tomorrow for day 6. We'll be looking at Genesis chapter 12. God bless your day.